politicians tempted to cross police unions have long feared being labeled soft on crime by the unions or more serious consequences. When Steve Fletcher, a Minneapolis City councilman and frequent police department critic, sought to divert money away from hiring officers and towards a newly created Office of Violence Prevention, he said, the police stopped responding as quickly to 911 calls placed by his constituents. It operates a little like a protection racket, Mr. Fletcher said of the union. A spokesman for the Minneapolis Police Department said he was unable to comment. A few days after prosecutors in Minneapolis charged an officer with murder in the death of George Floyd, the president of the city police union denounced political leaders, accusing them of selling out his members and firing four officers without due process. It is despicable behavior, the union president, Lieutenant Bob Kroll, wrote in a letter to union members obtained by a local reporter. He also referred to protesters as a terrorist movement. Mr. Knoll, who is himself the subject of at least 29 complaints, has also chided the Obama administration for its oppression of police and praised President Trump as someone who put the handcuffs on the criminals instead of us. In other instances, unions have not resisted reforms outright, but have made them difficult to put in place. Federal intervention is often one of the few reliable ways of reforming police departments, but in Cleveland, the union helped slow the adoption of reforms mandated by a federal consent decree. According to Jonathan Smith, a former U.S. Justice Department official who oversaw the government's investigation of policing practices there. Mr. Smith said union officials had signaled to rank-and-file officers that the charges should not be taken seriously, such as a requirement that they report and investigate instances in which they pointed a gun. I heard this in a lot of departments, Mr. Smith said. Wait it out. Do the minimum you have to do. He said he believed that the reforms have since taken hold.